Hello, and welcome again to Solace. My name is Chris, and I'm going to lead you through some simple, reflective prayer exercises. You should have access to a sheet with some simple instructions for the exercises we'll do. This isn't because they're complicated, but mostly so you don't have me talking you through what you're doing, and to leave as much quiet in this time as possible for you. The two other physical things you'll need for this are a Bible, and if you have one, a candle to light. You might also want to find somewhere to sit where you won't be distracted, but the most important thing is that you're comfortable. So let's take a few moments to settle where we are, whatever we're doing, and bring ourselves into focus before we do anything else. First, close your eyes for a moment and simply listen. Focus particularly on what sounds you can pick up from the world outside the room you're in. There could be cars passing, birds singing. Just take a moment to notice these. Now focus on what you can hear in the room you are in. A clock ticking, maybe, or the sound of this playing through the speakers. And finally, notice what sounds you can hear in yourself. Notice your breathing. Follow the breath in and then out. And just hold that thought for a moment, noticing the signs of life within you. We're going to start with the examine prayer. This is just a simple set of prompts to help us look at our day or week or any time period you want to choose and find the movement of God in all the people and events of that time. You should have the sheet setting out all you need to do, so I won't talk much. We have 15 minutes to do this, so there's no need to rush. You'll hear some music fade up when the time is over. Feel free to pause this if you think you'll need longer. And when the music fades up, or when you finish the prayer, please do light a candle, if you have one, to remember all you've been holding before God, and everyone else doing this too. today's reading is taken from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the Spirit produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. There is no law against such things as these. Please now open your Bible to Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, and read the verses through once or twice, letting it sink in. Then simply rest in the silence, alert and attentive, but without expectation. Don't search or reach for anything, just wait. Distracting thoughts will occur. Don't worry, this is normal. When it happens, try to bring yourself back to focus by returning to the verse or listening to your own breathing. Let those thoughts pass on. Music will fade in again when this time is over. We'll have another 15 minutes for this, so please don't feel like you should rush through the stages. This is a poem called Atlas by U.A. Fanthorpe. I'll read it, and then there'll be some time of quiet for your own thoughts and reflections. Atlas by U.A. Fanthorpe. There is a kind of love called maintenance, which stores the WD-40 and knows when to use it, which checks the insurance and doesn't forget the milkman, which remembers to plant bulbs, which answers letters, which knows the way the money goes, which deals with dentists and road fund tax and meeting trains and postcards to the lonely, which upholds the permanently rickety, elaborate structures of living, which is Atlas. And maintenance is the sensible side of love, which knows what time and weather are doing to my brickwork, insulates my faulty wiring, laughs at my dry, rotten jokes, remembers my need for gloss and grouting, which keeps my suspect edifice upright in air, as Atlas did the sky. As we're considering this, let's also take a moment to pray for whoever else is taking time out to do this session today. Amen. Now let's prepare ourselves to rejoin the world again. First, notice the sound you can hear in yourself. Notice your breathing. Follow the breath in and then out. And just hold that for a moment, noticing the signs of life within you. Then focus on what you can hear in the room you're in. A clock ticking, maybe, or the sound of this playing through a speaker. And finally, focus on what sounds you can pick up from the world outside the room you're in. There could be cars passing or birds singing. Just notice these again and let them welcome you back to the present. We close with a blessing. Be thou a bright flame before me. Be thou a guiding star above me. Be thou a smooth path below me, and be a kindly shepherd behind me, today, tonight, and forever. Amen. Thank you for taking the time to do this. If it's your second time, thank you for taking the time to do it again. I hope that it's given you something, even if that is just a nice period of calm in your day. And I hope that once everything passes, we'll be able to get together again, pray together, light candles, just see each other face to face at a solace service. So keep taking care, keep staying safe, and I'll see you again next time.